This is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. Coming up Sunday, August 12th, Grammy Award winner Chris Botti performs at the Green Music Center. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we can't wait to welcome you to Sonoma County. And it's been a while since we've seen you. And how long is this particular tour of yours going for?
Well, to be honest, we've been on the road 14 years, 265 days a year, and that's no lie.
Oh, my God, you must be tired.
It's awesome. It's a great feeling to be able to take this band around the world and make music for people. And I do know that your venue is one of the prettiest to play in. So,
it's beautiful, yeah.
We played there during beautiful weather and during big storms, and it's always memorable and fun.
Well, it should be a particularly good time, the 12th of August, perfect weather at Weill Hall at the Green Music Center. Let me ask you a question, Chris. When did you become such a rock star in the jazz world and beyond?
Well, you should be my manager.
A rock star. I mean, people think of jazz musicians in a couple of different ways, I suppose, but you've kind of transcended and ascended around all that.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you know, because I get asked all the time by especially young musicians, you know, how do you get to, you know, have a career like this, or in essence kind of saying what you're saying, and I think that, you know, it's like the yellow brick road. It's one little brick at a time, and then you look back and go, oh my goodness, how did that happen?
Yeah.
And I think it's a combination of many, many different things, you know, having, you know, great opportunity to work with people like Sting and Paul Simon and all that stuff early on, and then having a great record company with lots of muscle that enabled you to, you know, punch through some barriers. And that's sort of what it takes. You need the stars aligning, and, you know, when I went on Oprah and stuff like that, all of those things really sort of added to the ability to go from point A to point X, you know, in an ascent way, you know, like, and that's really the trick, and it's to try to enjoy the ride along the way, not just to just go, I'm, you know, not happy because I'm not successful. I never really in a million years thought that this sort of success would happen for me, without a doubt.
Well, yeah, not many people get to talk about hanging with Oprah, that's for sure. But you, as you mentioned, Chris, you have performed with Paul Simon, Aretha Franklin, Roger Daltrey, so many really varying artists. And how did your relationship with Sting change your career?
Well, in many ways, first, you know, it gave me a real appetite for going on the road. I mean, I think that tour that I did with him, and this is going back 1999 through, oddly enough, the final gig I did with him was 2001, September 11th. We were doing
Wow.
a live concert on September 11th. And so, you know, so it's about 26 months of touring. And then subsequently, where it really got interesting is the next tour, which started in 2003. Sting said, I don't want you to be in my band anymore. I want you to be my opening act. So when he basically fired me from his band, but hired me in a upscale way to be his opening act, then I'm walking out in front of a stage of 20,000 people a night, many of them who don't know me. And that's when the first stake in the ground hit. Someone that was at the show go, man, my friend Oprah would love this guy. 2 weeks later, we're on the Oprah Winfrey show. And then, you know, it just kind of just explodes from
yeah.
there. And Sting's been on, you know, like I've done my PBS shows with, you know, Sting and Steven Tyler and John Mayer and Josh Groban and all these guys and Bocelli playing. You know, so I've had all these opportunities, but a lot of that initial exposure came from my friendship with him.
And what do you think that exposure translates to in terms of the number of new people exposed to jazz, trumpet, and jazz in general?
The most difficult thing about my job is trying to explain to people, you know, if everyone says, I'm going to go see U2 next week, you kind of know it's going to be the guys from Ireland standing on stage and
yeah.
Bono and everyone, and you know there's going to be a light show, and you know they're going to play Streets of No Name, etc. But for a lot of people, unless you really know about jazz, they think they're kind of like, well, is it just you and the trumpet at the Hollywood Bowl or whatever? And you're like, no, it's a show with, you know, like with incredible band and musicians that you won't see like that, and three special guests and a violinist and all this stuff, and it has an arc of a show. But what's happened, because we've been on the road for so long and had such a loyal fan base, that people leave the show and they basically run an exit poll, you know. So they text their friends, they tweet, they go on social media and they say, best show I've ever seen or whatever. And then the next time we come back, that audience grows. And the next night, we had people come and say, like, my friend from Atlanta texted me, and now we're in Charlotte because they said to come to your show, you know. So it's a very nice feeling to get that sort of organic thing, because, you know, you can be a star overnight on television and it can go away just
right.
as quick.
Right, it can. So, yeah. But I'll tell you, I've talked to a lot of people who have been to your shows that say you can't sit down during a Chris Botti show, which is very impressive for a jazz musician. And what's coming up next for you, Chris?
Well, we hit the road. I mean, it's pretty insane. We have a brand new PBS special that comes out this month all across the country, so it'll be on your local PBS station, and that's our follow-up to Live in Boston. And then we're just going to, like, just continue touring, like, really, really, really hardcore through, I don't know, maybe another year, and then I'll sit down and try to make another record next year.
Chris Botti coming to the Green Music Center on Sunday, August the 12th. Chris, do me a favor, will you?
What's that?
Schedule a vacation, but not until after August 12th, okay?
You got it. Just to put it in perspective, you know, we're going right from your beautiful part of the country, and it's still a beautiful part of the world, that I'm flying all the way to the Republic of Georgia to play two songs.
Wow.
And that takes about, like, 28 hours to get there. So
wow.
After that, we'll maybe settle down for a couple days off.
Yeah, you're going to need a few days off after that. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, Chris, and thanks for being with us this morning.
All right, you take care. Have a good day.
And that's Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County, brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University.